Ladies and gentlemen, dreamers and doers, seekers of purpose and fulfillment, welcome to Passion on Purpose, the podcast that sets your soul on fire and ignites the spark within you. I'm your host, Steph Hilfer, and I'm beyond thrilled you're here. Passion on Purpose features leaders, experts, and sometimes me on center stage. We put the spotlight on visionaries, entrepreneurs, leaders, experts, and everyday heroes to share their journey of self-discovery, enthusiasm, and unwavering determination. We'll explore how they use their passion and purpose to fuel their brand. Alongside our leaders, we'll provide practical tips, actionable advice, and wisdom from our experts across various fields. So if you're ready to unleash your inner fire, shake off the doubts and insecurities, and pursue a life of purpose with unbridled enthusiasm, then let's dive in. All right, guys, we are back with another episode of the Passion on Purpose podcast, and it is a new season. It is season 3. I cannot believe that we're on season 3. As you guys know, we kind of whipped through season 2 pretty quick. I was really excited to bring a new energy, a new, dare I say, intention, same story, but like a little deeper intention to season 3. And I'm going to share a little bit more about that, but I'm telling you, it is definitely getting hit right on the nose with our first guest for the season. So this is episode 85. Can't believe we've done this for 85 episodes. And I'm really excited to introduce Emily Fairburn. She is the founder, you know, we'll find out more exactly, but I'm going to go with founder, head honcho, main woman over at Babes and Trades. And I want to tell you how like Emily came into my world. I was at my local coffee stand that I don't even know if you know this, Emily, but I was at my local coffee stand and I was getting my coffee as I do every morning, tea, whatever. I was getting my chai. There we go. I was getting my chai as I do every morning. And one of the baristas was wearing this sweatshirt. And if you're watching on YouTube, you might be seeing a little of that. If you're listening, you might have to check it out after the show. But I was seeing this sweatshirt and it just had I was just drawn to it and I recognized that it said Babes and Trades. And so I asked the barista what it was all about. She told me about Emily. Do you live in Enumclaw?
I live in Buckley, but I went to school at Enumclaw High School.
Okay. So Buckley, Enumclaw, Bonnie Lake, Maple Valley, Greenwater, like all surrounding cities. So we're all neighbors. And I heard that she was local to the area. And asked and poked and prodded a little bit more about the business, about the organization. And I was like, oh, okay, we got to get Emily on the show. So needless to say, in our little country town and, you know, neighboring cities, the trades world is a huge industry. We have, you know, I'm guessing, but I'm going to go with 17 construction companies in Enumclaw. There's probably more. But there's a lot, right? So it is not without. You can't drive through the city of Enumclaw or Buckley or, you know, Ravensdale and not see some trades. And so I loved the like very specific niche of clearly the female power, the babes, the, you know, aligning this industry that's been dominantly male and really shining light on what I'm assuming Emily's bringing to the table. So I just was drawn to the passion and the purpose behind what I knew she's doing and wanted to have her on. So with that really long intro, hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Before air, Emily and I had some fun tech troubleshooting. So I always, you know, you can get to know somebody over like cheers and coffee or breaking bread. But I think in 2024, we now bond over technical issues. Like,
yes, that's very true.
That is the new bonding method. But we're here now. So tell me, okay, so we're going to start the show as we always do, even though it's a new season. We're going to start the show as we always do. And I'm going to ask you, what is your why?
Okay, so I'm 19 right now. I'll be 20 in April. And when I graduated high school, I went straight to the electrical trade. So I'm actually an apprentice right now, which means that I go through the whole process and I'm working every day. And then I also have to do some schooling. And then the biggest reason why I started this was because when I was in high school, nobody really came in and was like, hey, you know, you can go to the trades, you don't need to go to college. Even though if that's your thing, if that's your niche, you know, you want to go to college, that's fine. But that wasn't really me. But we didn't really have anybody to come in that, for one, said even remotely anything about the trades, and two, it being an actual girl that came in and said, like, you can do this, you know? And so when I started working, the big thing was I didn't see any girls. The only girl that I saw was my boss, and she's owned her own company for 25 years. And so for me, it was kind of weird, you know, just seeing all guys, but that's just how it was. And so one day I just decided, I'm like, you know what? I would really like to see more girls in this, and I would like to make a brand. I would like to make something people can wear. I would like to make something that would support those girls, even if that meant they didn't like the merchandise or whatnot. So with this, everything that I sell, like you were talking about, the sweatshirts, you know, the t-shirts, the hats, the koozies, water bottles, you name it, anything. Yeah. 10% of that goes towards a fund for scholarships and apprenticeship programs for women that want to go into the trades. So that means whether I get I give a scholarship for a technical college that they want to go to, or I give the scholarship for their books that they need, or their card, or the schooling program. If you're going through like the union type, you know, you still need money for the schooling through that. And then like the card itself. And so I really just started it for other girls that have the same passion as me, because nobody was there for me to do that. And so, yeah.
So if no one was there for you to do that, what pushed you into it?
I feel like what pushed me into it was because there was nobody to do that, you know, and because I didn't have anybody, it was difficult. And there was nobody right here saying, you can go this way, or this way. You know, it was just me trying to figure it out. It was me trying to do it all kind of on my own. And so I didn't want other girls to go through that, because that's a really big kind of let down when that's something that you want to do, but you have no help, you know, and you have no help that is someone like me who's young and a girl that can actually stand by your side and say, hey, you can, if I can do this, you can do it, you know? And so my biggest thing was to actually give an option. So I do help guys though as well. But I'm mainly focused on women because there's less of them. And so I'm kind of like a pathway on how to do things, but also giving a reason behind my business too, you know, to help support those girls and to get them kind of the kick in the butt, if you would, to get up and go and do that. So,
yeah. So right now, Babes in Trades is operating as a scholarship fund, right? Kind of fundraiser to help get women and some men into the trades, but also functioning as an education source. Are you doing educating? Like you had mentioned, you know, there was no woman who showed up at my high school and spoke of this. Are you doing that? Or what else outside of the fundraising are you doing?
Yeah, so I do go and I talk to the schools. Like I said, I graduated from Edom Class. So they were actually the first to reach out to me because they had saw what I was doing. And they're like, no way, you know, I want this girl to come talk. So I went and I've talked to them twice now. I went to most of the trade classes, if you will, like wood shop and welding and all that kind of stuff, which at first was kind of hard because it was mostly guys, because that's what they wanted to do. So they're in there, which was fun and also enlightening, because they actually asked me a lot more questions than I thought they would, you know, because I'm focused on women. And so hearing them actually ask questions was kind of cool, and they liked my stuff. So yeah, I've talked to them. And then the second time I went into the media center, and I just had classes. Whoever wanted to come through could come through and talk to me. I have a presentation that I share. And then I go to the trade fairs and the career and technical, like they have, you know, the college and trade and all that sort of stuff. So I have a little booth and I go and I talk to kids, and they'll ask me a bunch of questions. And then I do, while I'm there, I go around and I collect like different brochures and different paperwork on other trades in case girls have questions for me about how do I get into this, but they didn't know to go to that. So I actually have a ton in my office right now, just of stacks of brochures about different unions, different you know, everything so that they can get an idea and also wages and all sorts of stuff. And there's actually some other industries. There's one called Anew, which is about, have you heard of them?
It sounds super familiar, but share the detail.
So basically what they do is they have a co-ed and then they have an all women's. And what they do is they pay these students, they call them students, $400 or so a week to come in and try out all different trades and just like let them, you know, do construction, electrical, plumbing, all sorts of stuff. And I've actually talked to them a few times at the trade fairs. And so when girls ask me, I just don't know what I want to do. I don't know where to start. You know, I'm like, hey, you could try this out. You know, it's like an apprenticeship program. It'll get you on your feet. It'll kind of get you an idea of what trade that you do like, you know, instead of going through a whole program which you don't even know what you're doing and you don't like it.
So you help educate that program exists.
I help educate, yes, that one, and then as well as anywhere else to go. When I go talk to the schools, I'll let them know that they have, like, I normally break it down to about three options, which would be a trade school, the union, or a private company. And then I kind of go into depth about each one of those and how it works and, you know, kind of give them more of an idea about what that's all about in a way, you know what I mean?
No, for sure, because it's a whole new world. It's a complete blank slate in most, probably men and women, especially women's eyes, because like the men may have had an uncle or a father or a neighbor or someone who they've seen going through that. Us as women, maybe haven't been blatantly told we're not welcome here or that we can't do this, but we've never been exampled, right? We haven't learned by example, by seeing other women necessarily in our life. So I have a ton of things running through my head. My first one that I want to ask is, so why electrical for you?
Okay, I get asked that a lot. So my biggest thing was kind of convenience. I had an opportunity and so I wanted to take it, but I really, really enjoy watching how a house is built. I know that sounds so weird, but how it starts, normally they bring in plumbing and then there's electrical and then everything else gets set in. And so for me, it's like I get to see inside walls before the house is built. And I really, really enjoy decorating. I enjoy, you know, putting cool light fixtures in. I really enjoy the interior design part of it as well. And so being able to do the behind the scenes with the interior design really kind of opens up a new world for me, as well as the future, like looking into if I ever build my own house someday, I know how to do it, you know? I mean, the electrical side of it, but I get the idea. And now I find myself, it's kind of funny, I find myself in restaurants, like looking around at the ceiling and seeing different like light boxes. I'm like, I know what that is, you know? But it's crazy to me because it's very, very expanded, like I don't know how to explain that, but you can expand in it a lot.
Yeah, there's like a ton of room for what you can do with it.
Yeah, as well as the learning aspect of it, it doesn't really stop. You can't ever know everything. So there's always room for improvement, and there's always room for just expanding my knowledge and understanding more. Yeah. And I get to see all the rest of the trades as well when it comes to building houses and stuff. And so I can see how that works and then how I come in and, you know, just kind of the process behind it. And then when I go to help my mom hang a picture, you know, I'm knocking on the walls, seeing where the studs are because I know, you know.
There's so live wires back there.
I really enjoy it. And I really, really like the hands-on stuff. I'm not really the type of person to have somebody say something to me and I just know, you know, I just know it. Or if I read it. I really like when people show me how to do it, and the apprenticeship program is the way that I do that, because my job pretty much is to watch and to learn.
I love that answer. I love that you were like, well, like, because I think people think that the answer needs to be, oh, my uncle was an electrician, or, oh, I was, you know, hit by lightning one time and now I'm loving electricity or something silly, right? But it's just, for you, it was the convenience, you know, it was something that you had the opportunity to, and you had this deeper interest to it.
Yeah.
So my other question was, what is the most, I kind of want to ask in two ways. I think I'm gonna. So you had said that some of your earliest speaking opportunities at the schools was mostly in front of men, and you were surprised that they had asked a lot of questions. So mm-hmm. what was like, what question sticks out, or what was the most commonly asked by a male question in regards to what's going on with Babes and Traits?
Okay. It's kind of funny, but I get asked this a lot by guys. They say, can I be a babe in the trade? And I start laughing because, you know, that's just the way that I created the brand, and just the word babes is kind of just about girls, not necessarily need to be a babe, but you know what I mean? It's kind of a, instead of just women in the trades, I wanted it to be catchy and then people remember it. And so of course I'm like, of course you can, you know, there's, you can. Yeah. And then the other part of that is that they ask, most of the time it's wages. Or it's
like, what are the wages, or what's the differences between wages with men and women? What do you mean by the question is wages?
They normally ask specific trades. So what's the average wage of a welder? What's the average wage of an electrician or a plumber or, you know, general contractor, all that sorts of stuff. And I normally, when I'm at the schools, I do have lists about different wages, and mostly the average one, because the trades are very leveled, so you can always go up, you know, so it's not necessarily ever the same for everybody. And that is nice as well for women, because, you know, it just is based on what level you are, what, you know, where you're at. It doesn't have to do with you yourself. And you know, they're not really looking for the big brawly men anymore. They have so many machines and so many pools and everything. I mean, I'm 5'3" and not that, you know, big and brawly, and I can do it. And so I think that it's definitely a different aspect nowadays, you know. So I think the wages is mostly the question I get asked the most.
Is that all? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Other than that, it's, have you ever gotten shocked? Is the questions I get asked. But yeah, a lot of them have really good insights as well. Like you said, oh, my uncle was an electrician, or my dad worked at PSE for, you know, so-and-so years. And so for me, I'm like, what? Really? Tell me more, you know, because I'm all excited about it. And so that's pretty cool to see. And that they know some of the, like, language, you know, like the names of stuff, and like a trades and union and that kind of verbiage is what I'm talking about. But it's interesting to hear the guys ask me questions.
So what about the females? Are some of the questions mirrored? Obviously not can I be a babe in trades? I think they'll mostly say yes.
Yeah, so a lot of times I get asked, I've actually had, not really in the classrooms, but just messaging about how, like, single moms, how does the trades work with single moms? And my biggest thing is to find a, you know, a trade that's flexible, that will, you know, if you have to leave, you have to leave, you know, life happens. And that's also the way that the trades works, because they know, I mean, stuff happens in life that it just comes up. And so I get a lot of questions around kids and around maternity leave and all that sort of stuff. And it's crazy coming from high schoolers too as well, you know, because I'm like, what? You're like 17? You know, but it's true. You got to think about the future, and you got to think about, you know, especially them, if they're going to start a life, they need to know what everything entails. And so I get a lot of questions on the mom aspect of it. I get a lot of questions about if my back hurts, you know, like, I get a lot of questions on that. Also, the biggest one would be the money situation. How much does it cost to go to school? How much does it cost to get your books? How much this, how much that, you know? So I guess that kind of goes with the wages side of stuff, you know, because you're spending money to get into it, and you're also making money. So when does that level out? That kind of question. So, yeah.
Yeah. So in your head, in your mind, in your heart, what does Babes in Trades look like in 5 years?
Oh gosh. In 5 years, I'm really hoping that I don't have an office in my parents' house.
I love that.
I'm really hoping that I have my own place and I have my own, you know, whether that's a headquarters or whether that's like a whole kind of branch of just a small place, to be able, because I make everything. I make all my sweatshirts, I make all my hats. It's all by me. And so
you have the machinery and everything. Yeah. You're making all the swag. Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. So in 5 years or less, okay. I hope to have my own, you know, kind of franchise or whatever you want to call it. But I also really hope to give out as many scholarships as I can, and can afford, you know, with how much gets sold and how much is pushed towards that. Because 10%, you know, everything goes to that, and then I'll give out 2 scholarships a year.
Okay. So right now your goal is 2 per year.
Yeah.
If not more.
Yeah. Yep. So depending on how the business goes, you know, and how things sell, how big I get. And I also think the biggest thing for me is just making a difference and seeing if I can actually raise like the numbers of women in the trades just by my little company.
Yeah. Do you have some stats on that? Like, I know, you know, right. It's probably hard if we're looking nationwide, but what are some of the stats? Just let's talk about Washington State as far as gender in the trades.
So I believe, the percentage of women in the trades right now in Washington is about 6%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And how regularly are they putting out a refresh of that stat? Like in 5 years, can we see, like, is every year that stat, like, who, I don't even know who runs that or who puts that information out there. So how regularly can you check that?
I don't really know when it refreshes, but when I looked it up last, it was this year. Yeah. So I'm assuming probably every, you know, 3 months or 6 months or whatever. But then again, if it doesn't change, you know, it's not going to load, you know. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But I'm really hoping that I can at least see a difference for sure.
Yeah. How can people who are listening to this support you? No matter who they are, maybe they're a gentleman in the trade, maybe they're a woman in the trade, maybe they are just interested in getting into the trades themselves, maybe they're man, woman, whatever. What's the easiest way to support the cause that you've put forth for yourself?
I would say, so the whole reason behind the logo that I have is it's very, very neutral. It's very, very out there for whoever wants to, you know, like you said, if there's a man in the trade that wants to support it, it's not very girly, you know, they can wear it, they can support it, they can, whatever they want to do with it, really. Mm-hmm. I would say that there's kind of a couple ways. If you're looking to get into the trades, definitely talk to me. Definitely reach out. Definitely reach out to my social media, even my phone number if you just want to get a hold of me really quickly. Email works good too. And then I also, on my online shop, I do have a contact to find me as well. So if you're like, oh, I remember the name of it, but I don't remember what, you know, she really said, my website, which is just babesintradesllc.com. It's pretty simple.
We'll put it in the show notes too.
Yeah. So I think the best way to support it would be support others. So getting something small, or I even have donations. I have a donation link that just goes straight to the fund. It has nothing to do with what I make or anything like that. It just goes straight to them. But if you like what you see, you can always get something.
So you can make a straight donation to the scholarship fund, or you can buy some swag and know that 10% of that purchase is also going to the scholarship funds.
Yes, yes.
And you can rock the swag with pride that you are supporting the trade industry as well as women and babes.
Yes. Yeah. And I also think that even just, you know, telling a friend like how the coffee lady told you about it, you know, I mean, that you're already helping me so much. And that was just word of mouth. Yeah. So even just telling somebody about it, or, you know, sharing my stories or sharing my posts or anything will help me as well, and help the girls that I'm trying to help. So the support from everyone else is support to us, pretty much.
I love it. I love your outlook on all of this. We kind of already kind of wrapped up with what I normally end with. So I want to end with one last question. If there are young listeners listening to this episode, they're in mom and dad's car and they're listening to this, and maybe they don't think that we're talking to them, but we're going to start talking to them, what would you say?
I would say, the world is your oyster. Whatever you want to do, it's very, very possible. And there's always somebody out there that is going to lead you in that direction. If it's not the right time, that you're like, nobody's helping me, nobody, you know, I don't have any support, there's going to be somebody that's going to step up and help you. And I really, really hope that I can be that person for somebody that's thinking that same way. And I really do believe that whatever you set your mind to, it's going to happen one way or another.
Emily, you are a doll. The fact that you, at 19, when did you start this last year?
Yeah. So I've just 19. Yeah.
Since 19, saw a way to help others. But like, the fact that you just thought of starting another company that helps others while you're in the midst of figuring out your own career in life, I just applaud you. The passion and the intention that you clearly have to just serve others is coming through loud and clear. You are just at the tiny precipice of this huge life and career, just because you have the right heart. So I'm gushing because I'm proud of you, and I don't even really know you, right? We're just getting to know each other. Proud of you, and proud of what listeners got to hear from you today. Thank you so much for making time to hang out with me this afternoon and struggle with microphones and share everything about babes and trades.
Yes, of course. I'm so glad that I got to be on here and actually share my story through an actual, you know, talking, and instead of me just like, yeah, it's my business, you know, I actually get to go and talk about it. So this is awesome. So thank you.
Well, I think it's the first of many. I think it's the first of many for you. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Passion on Purpose podcast. I truly hope you got a lot of value out of this episode. So if you did, please rate, review, and share. If you are interested in being a guest on the show, whether a leader or an expert, please go to getvim.com/podcast and you will find our application page, or reach out to me directly and I can give you more information.